What is happening, everyone? We're back. Another semester of the Silica Gel Slap Hour. It's a little new for me. You know, I usually do these shows at, like, midnight, but, you know, trying something new. Trying it out middle of the afternoon. Gonna see how it is. Got a wonderful little, eclectic, I'd say. No, not eclectic, but, you know, cool little mix of tunes right here. I'm gonna play for y'all. This, beautiful, January afternoon. Just gonna get straight into it. We got starting out with Isaac Hayes, Walk On By. One of the greatest songs ever, I'd say, personally. Anyways, just gonna go straight into it. Enjoy, y'all.
Walk on by. Oh, mama, mama.
Absolutely one of the best covers of all time, I'd say, personally. But God, what a song. Anyways, next up, request. I don't do requests very often, but you know, someone requested some Everything But the Girl. I have to oblige by that. You know, who doesn't love Everything But the Girl? They got new stuff coming out, which is wonderful. I haven't listened to it yet, but I'm sure it's wonderful. I'm going to listen to it after this. I haven't listened to it yet, so I'm not playing on air. But got a classic coming up, Wrong from Walking Wounded. Beautiful. The little drum and bass with the vocals. It's amazing. I can't gush enough about it. So right into Wrong by Everything But the Girl, 1996. Enjoy, y'all.
Wrong.
God, what a song. Beautiful. Lovely. Anyways, next. You know, we've lost a lot of legends, I think, in the past month. One of the, I think, most impactful to me personally was the great Yukihiro Takahashi of Yellow Magic Orchestra and solo stuff. Really just pioneering the stuff he did, you know. Like, I dread to think what music would look like today without YMO. And, you know, YMO, I think, are one of the few bands with, like, three or more people where, like, every single member, equally talented, brought something equal, you know, and all had, like, equally great solo careers. So, I'm going to reminisce a little bit by listening to the live version of Cosmic Surfin'. He's on the drums, of course. He's an absolute beast here. Just goes insane, really, this whole song. And I'm just going to let it play. Sit back. Enjoy. Rest in peace, Legend. God. We have next. Up next for you. I've been on a massive. I go through like these periodic stages where I like incessantly listen to like old Leonard Cohen because I think it really fits a certain, you know, certain, I don't want to say vibe. But kind of, you know. I don't know. I'm trying to articulate. But really, it's amazing. One of the great songwriters, I think, ever. One of the greatest ever. This is Winter Lady, which I've been listening to a lot because it was in that one Altman movie. What was one? McCabe and Miss Miller, that one. Yeah, it's insane. That's a great movie. This is a great song. A great album. Whatever. Just going to enjoy it. Short, sweet, beautiful. Let's go.
Traveling lady, stay a while until the night is over. I'm just a station on your way. I know I'm not your lover. Well, I live with a child of snow when I soldier, and I fought every man for her until the nights grew colder. She used to wear her hair like you, except when she was sleeping. Then she'd weave it on a loom of smoke and gold and breathing. And why are you so quiet now, standing there in the doorway? You chose your journey long before. Stay a while till the night is over. I'm just a station on your way. I know I'm not your lover.
He had it, you know. He knew. Knew how to write a song, you know. What a... Switching it up a bit now. Also been on a big, kind of like a noise rock kick recently. Reliving early high school. So, up next, I got Mouth Breather by the Jesus Lizard. Listened to a lot of Jesus Lizard. First two records, particularly, you know. Not the first two. Goat and Liar, those two. Those ones are still masterpieces. Still amazing. Very, you know, harsh, you know, very, a bit loud. I think it's appropriate for a 2 p.m. on a Monday. I don't know. I think it's, whatever, I'm gonna play it. Enjoy, Mouth Breather, Jesus Lizard.
Don't get me wrong, he's a nice guy, I like him just fine. But he's a mouth breather.
Another particularly tragic loss in the last few weeks. Tom Verlaine of television, you know, one of the great, you know, I guess early people call him punk. I don't really hear it, but you know, important for me, like this record, Marquee Moon, right? This was the record that made me start playing guitar. You know, like it's just so crazy the stuff that he was doing on here. No one else was doing it. It's just so beautiful, so kind of forward-thinking musically. One of the great albums I think ever, and you know, just amazing. So this is Venus, one of the better songs I think off of it. Just gonna hit play. Let's go. Just amazing. Rest in peace. Legend. Yeah, man. Good song. Anyways, I'm gonna go into some Dan, I think. Some Steely Dan. This is a demo they never officially released this one, so you know, quote-unquote deep cut. Second arrangement, of course, this was recorded in the Gaucho sessions, but never saw the light of day. We only have really poor-sounding demos on YouTube, but this is the least poor-sounding one. And, you know, I still think it's great, you know. They really couldn't miss in that string from, like, 71 to, like, 80, you know. Only bangers. And that's what we have here. Second arrangement. Beautiful. Let's get right into it.
Thank you.
Really have no idea why they never released that, you know. It's phenomenal. Gonna shake it up a bit here. Well, I, you know. Realized I have nowhere near enough songs to pad the runtime, so I'm gonna put a long one in. This is 8.5 minutes. It's Algerian Kabyle, like, disco funk from, like, the 80s. I'm gonna butcher the name of the artist. It's Majid Sula. This is Algerie Maroc, from a compilation record that Habibi Funk put out a few years ago. Really, shout out Habibi Funk. Spectacular label. If you don't know Habibi Funk, they're like this label. I think they're based in like Germany. And like their whole thing is just putting out like funk and disco records released in like the Arab world in like the 70s and 80s and just like repressing them on vinyl. They're amazing. This might be my favorite release they did. It's up there. It really just goes insane. So I'm gonna play it for y'all. Algerie Maroc. Let's go.
Thank you.
goes hard, yeah, you know. It's insane. Next, something a little more, something very contemporary, actually, came out past week. Of course, it's the new Blade song, new Blade single. I'm kind of required to play every new Blade song, at least new single, you know, that drops on air. Because, you know, it's what I do. I think, who did he, oh, yeah, this is the Skrillex Blade song, you know. I'm not a Skrillex fan. I've never been a Skrillex fan, but, you know, Blade's on it, so what can I do but listen to it and play it. Short and sweet, you know, only like 2 minutes. I'm gonna get through it and get on to some other stuff. So, yeah, let's go. Yeah, not particularly a fan of that Skrillex fellow, you know, particularly with all that Jordan Peterson nonsense, but, you know, it's got Blade on it, it works well enough, I enjoy it. Next, we got, this is probably my favorite shoegaze group that's not MBV, Slow Dive, whatever. We got Flying Saucer Attack. Absolutely love these guys. Very lo-fi, but like very, you know, the mixing, I mean, it's fantastic in a bad way, but it's fantastic. This is a cover of The Drowners by Suede from their self-titled record, Flying Saucer Attack. Yeah, no, it's great. Just hear that and stick around.
Thank you.
lost several listeners with that one, it seems, but you know, it's always a good sign. But you know, I like noise. What can I say? I noise is good, in my opinion. What do we have next? You know, I really hate most folk punk, and you know, technically these guys are folk punk, and I used to hate them actually too, in my younger years. But I've come around on them. The thing is, though, they're not like American folk punk. You know, when I think American folk punk, I think, you know, annoying, you know, whiny white men who don't shower, you know. But this isn't American folk punk. This is Irish folk punk from the 80s. And, of course, I'm talking about the Pogues. First record, I've listened to it a lot lately. It's just really catchy. This is Dark Streets of London. Nice little song. Just going to play it for y'all. Then go into the last song and wrap it up. But yeah, enjoy.
I like to walk in the summer breeze, that darling rock by the dead old tree. I drink with my friends, the Hammersmith Broadway, the dirty, delightful old drunken old days. The wind took him down and I loved it so dearly. The pubs and the bookies where you'd spend all your time, and the old men that were singing when the roses bloom again and turn like the leaves to a new summertime. Now the winter comes down, I can't stand the chill that comes to the streets around Christmas time. I'm buggered to the nation and I haven't got a penny to wander the dark streets of London. Gave ECT and the grunt of psychos with death in their eyes. And all of this really means nothing to me. And now the winter comes down, I can't stand the chill that comes to the streets around Christmas. I'm buggered to the nation, I haven't got a penny to wander the dark streets of London. Psychos with death in their eyes. And now all of this really means nothing to me. And now the winter comes down, I can't stand the chill that comes to the streets around Christmas time. I'm buggered to the nation and I haven't got a penny to wander the dark streets of London. To wander the dark streets of London. To wander the dark streets of London.
All right, yeah. So, I'm going to go into the last song and wrap it up here. Thank you all for listening, this new time slot. You're going to have to, you know, I'm getting used to this. I'm not used to doing this in the middle of the day. So you're going to have to, you know, acclimate a little. Hope you tune in next Monday, whatever, 2 p.m., Silica Gel Slap Hour. This is, ooh, wait, no, just remembered I have to do a PSA. Bear with me for a second. Please join next week, 91.5 WMFO, Silica Gel Slop Hour. Let's hear this real quick. Yeah. Yeah, see, look at that. Forgot to do the PSA. Gotta get used to this. Okay, finishing up. More Takahashi. Rest in peace. This is from his one solo record, in the 80s. I forget what it's called, but the track is Drip Dry Eyes. It's great, beautiful, lovely. I think it's a good little play out song. We're going to hear that fade out. Stay tuned for the next show. Support 91.5, they'll move vote. Student Freeform Radio. Awesome. Let's go.
Chateau, shouldn't drop it, I should really go home. I don't even know.